Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Why Greatness Cannot Be Planned. The Myth of the Objective is a popular science and innovation book by Kenneth O. Stanley, a computer scientist known for work in evolutionary computation, and Joel Lehman, a researcher in artificial intelligence and open-ended search. The book challenges a deeply embedded assumption in science, business, education, and personal achievement that ambitious outcomes are best reached by defining clear objectives and optimizing toward them. Stanley and Lehman argue that this logic works for simple or well-understood problems, but often fails in domains where the path to discovery is unknown. Drawing from artificial intelligence research, evolutionary processes, creative invention, and examples such as PicBreeder, they explain how important breakthroughs often emerge through exploration rather than direct planning. Its purpose is not to reject all goals, but to show why rigid objectives can obstruct innovation when the required stepping stones cannot be known in advance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the objective paradox explains why clear targets can block ambitious discoveries. The central argument of the book is the objective paradox in complex domains. A fixed objective can make the desired outcome harder to reach. This is counterintuitive because objectives normally seem useful. If the goal is simple, such as improving a known process or completing a routine task, measuring progress toward the target is sensible. Stanley and Lehman focus on a different class of problems, those in which the route to success is not yet visible. In these cases, an objective narrows attention to things that already resemble the desired result. That creates a selection bias against unusual intermediate discoveries that may be necessary but do not look relevant at first. The paradox is that the more strongly a search process rewards immediate similarity to the final goal, the more likely it is to discard the strange, indirect steps that could eventually make the goal possible. The book, therefore, distinguishes between objectives as useful management tools and objectives as unreliable compasses for creative search. Its critique is aimed at overconfidence in planning, not at discipline or effort. Secondly, stepping stones matter because breakthroughs depend on intermediate possibilities. A major concept in the book is the stepping stone, an intermediate discovery, invention, method, or capability that enables later progress, even if its future importance is not obvious. Stanley and Lehman argue that ambitious achievements are rarely reached by moving in a straight line from intention to result. Instead, they depend on chains of prior developments that often arose for unrelated reasons. This idea changes how progress should be evaluated. A discovery should not be judged only by whether it immediately advances a predefined objective. It should also be judged by whether it opens new possibilities for further exploration. The difficulty is that valuable stepping stones are often recognizable only in hindsight. Before they are connected to later achievements, they may appear inefficient, eccentric, or irrelevant. This creates a problem for systems that demand short-term justification, because they tend to reject work that lacks an obvious payoff. The book treats stepping stones as the real infrastructure of innovation. Rather than asking only whether an idea is close to the desired endpoint, it asks whether the idea expands the landscape of what can be tried next. Thirdly, novelty search offers an alternative to optimization by rewarding difference. Stanley and Lehman use novelty search as a concrete alternative to objective-driven optimization. In conventional search, candidates are scored by how close they come to a predefined goal. In novelty search, candidates are rewarded for being behaviorally different from what has already been found. The aim is not randomness for its own sake, but systematic expansion into unexplored regions of a possibility space. This matters because objective functions can trap a search in local optima, where incremental improvements appear promising but lead to dead ends. Novelty search avoids some of these traps by refusing to make the final destination the only measure of value. The book discusses experiments from evolutionary computation, including image evolution through PicBreeder, to show how complex and surprising results can emerge when users select interesting possibilities rather than chase a fixed target. The point is methodological as well as philosophical. If the best path cannot be known, then a search process should preserve diversity and encourage exploration. Novelty becomes a practical heuristic for finding stepping stones that objective measures might eliminate too early. Fourthly, evolution is presented as open-ended exploration rather than goal-directed design. The book uses biological evolution to challenge the idea that impressive complexity must come from a guiding objective. Stanley and Lehman argue that evolution did not plan for humans, intelligence, flight, or any other specific end state. It generated diversity through variation and retained organisms that could survive and reproduce in their environments. This makes evolution a useful model for open-ended discovery. It does not optimize toward a universal definition of greatness. it accumulates and recombines viable innovations over vast stretches of time. The authors use this perspective to criticize simplified language about progress and evolution, where later forms are sometimes treated as if they were the intended destination. For their argument, the important feature is not that evolution is random in a careless sense, but that it explores without knowing future uses. Structures and behaviors can become stepping stones for later adaptations that could not have been anticipated when they first appeared. This analogy supports the broader thesis systems that allow branching, diversity, and survival of the interesting may produce outcomes that direct planning could never specify. Lastly, the book questions how institutions evaluate research, creativity, and innovation. Beyond algorithms and evolution, the book has institutional implications. Stanley and Lehman argue that many organizations reward work according to measurable progress toward explicit objectives. In science, engineering, business, and education, this can create accountability, but it can also suppress exploration when the most valuable discoveries are not yet measurable by existing standards. The problem is especially visible in research cultures that favor benchmark improvements or predictable deliverables. A method that performs slightly worse than the current best approach may still be a valuable stepping stone if it introduces a new way of searching, representing, or combining ideas. Conversely, incremental gains on familiar metrics may look productive while contributing little to broader discovery. The authors do not suggest that institutions should abandon evaluation entirely. Instead, they imply that evaluation should make room for interestingness, diversity, and the possibility of future recombination. This is a difficult balance because organizations need responsibility and resources are limited. The book stands out because it frames that tension clearly. Too much objective pressure can make a system efficient at producing legible progress while making it less capable of producing genuine novelty. In conclusion, Why Greatness Cannot Be Planned is best suited for readers interested in innovation, artificial intelligence, scientific discovery, entrepreneurship, design, and creative work under uncertainty. It is especially useful for people who operate in fields where the desired outcome is difficult to define in advance, or where conventional metrics may reward safe incrementalism. Readers looking for a simple anti-goal manifesto may misunderstand the book. Its more valuable contribution is a careful distinction between problems that benefit from objectives and problems that require open-ended exploration. Practically, it helps readers question whether their current measures of progress are encouraging discovery or prematurely filtering out useful anomalies. Intellectually, it provides a framework for thinking about creativity as a search process shaped by stepping stones, novelty, and indirect paths. Compared with many books in the success or innovation category, it stands out because it is grounded in ideas from evolutionary computation rather than anecdotes alone. It does not merely advise readers to be creative or flexible. It explains why certain search strategies can fail when the path is unknown. That makes the book relevant not only as a guide to personal or organizational creativity, but also as a critique of how modern institutions define progress. If you would like to support Kenneth O. Stanley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.